avatalk.ir.
Intermediate 1, Unit 1, page 6. Welcome to our world. Boniface and his wife, Pauline, live in Ongata Rongai, a small town near the capital, Nairobi. They have two daughters, Joyce, who is in her third year of school, and 16-month-old Sharon. Their home is a two-bedroom apartment, one of 20, in a single-story block. Boniface works as a taxi driver at the International Airport in Nairobi. Each morning, he leaves home at 4:30 a.m. in his white Toyota cracked windshield, 200,000 miles on the Oda motor, and is back by 10 p.m. On a good day, he finds two clients. In a typical month, he takes home about $215. It's a hard job, but I like it, he says. I meet new people, so I get some experience of the world, even though I have never been outside Kenya. Pauline is a dressmaker, but isn't working right now. She stays at home to take care of the kids. The weekend is often the only time Boniface sees Joyce and Sharon. Boniface and Pauline met 12 years ago. We liked each other immediately, says Boniface. I didn't want a woman from the city, so when? Learned that Pauline was from the country, I was pleased. They married a year later, and at first they lived in a slum. They often didn't have a lot to eat, just sukuma wiki, a green vegetable. Then Boniface won $90 in a bicycle race. The money helped them move to a better area and paid for driving lessons so that Boniface could become a taxi driver. His salary doesn't go far. Rent is $45 a month, and he gives the same amount to his parents, who don't work. Also, as the most successful of six brothers and sisters, Boniface is expected to help their families too. He says, I am always so stressed about money. Joyce's school fees cost another $40 a month. We are trying to give our children the best education, says Pauline, who, like her husband, never finished school. Joyce wants to be a doctor. Next year, Sharon is going to preschool, so Pauline will have more time to start her own dressmaking business. By then, the family might have a new home. This apartment is not a good place to raise a family, says Boniface. The bathrooms are communal one for every four families. Boniface plans to build a three-bedroom house in the suburbs of Nairobi. The family is happiest when they have some spare money. Boniface takes them to see the wild animals at Nairobi National Park. Family motto: try to do your best at all times. Q and Liu have known each other since childhood. The most noticeable change in China since then is the size of families. Q was the youngest of six. Liu grew up as one of five children. But they have only one daughter. Q and Liu are happy to have a girl. Like most parents in China, they put the needs of their only child, Chen, first. She is applying to study at the prestigious Beijing University. Q, a propaganda officer at the Municipal Services Bureau, and Liu, who works at the number 3 computer factory, are saving every last yuan for their daughter's education. The family has lived in their house in central Beijing for 70 years. It is in one of the capital's ancient Hutong alleyways. These areas are known for their close-knit families and warm hospitality. The elderly sit outside and chat. People wander to the stores in their pajamas. It is a way of life cherished by Ku, but he can see that this relaxed routine is increasingly out of step with a nation experiencing one of the most amazingly quick changes in human history. We are not in a hurry to get rich, says Q. I don't want to rush around trying to make money. I am not a machine. I put my family first. Tens of thousands of alleyways have been knocked down in the past few years, and their house is said to be next for demolition. And when the old communities go, the traditional family structure, in which children take care of their elderly parents at home, goes too. But for now, the Kus keep the old ways. The grandfather, Ku Huanjun, 84 and frail, is the center of the family. My father lives here, so this is the headquarters of the family, says his son. My brothers and their families come to visit most weekends. We are very close. They are sad that their daughter has grown up alone because she has no brothers or sisters. Our daughter is lonely, says Liu. I always wanted to have two children. Q Ku and Liu are proud of their daughter. Chen is bright and well-balanced. She wants to study archaeology. College will cost a great deal of money, says her father. So we try to live frugally and save for our daughter. The family is happiest when they are all together in the evening. Family. Motto: save money, live simply, care for your friends, tell the truth.
avatalk.ir avatalk.ir avatalk.ir